I don't know, we'd be long talk tonight. I don't know. Just had a scripture on my heart this week. Feel like we need to read it. And I know we preached out of Esther here just a week or two ago. I'm not sure how long ago it's been now. Just had a place I wanted to read over here in the book of Esther in the 9th chapter. And maybe just a couple of places. And I know, I believe we all, like to say, we just preach from here, and I think we're familiar with everything that went on here in Esther's day. And thank you, Jay. And we know how that that Haman had come up there, and how he's wanting to destroy the Jews, and he's wanting to destroy these people. And as I was studying the other week on this, this just stood out to me so much, and it's been keeping coming back to me. But how that he wanted to kill these people so bad, and he wanted to destroy them, and his hatred for them was just, he couldn't stand it. He wanted nothing no more than to do away with them. But we know how that Esther went in before the king, and how that the Lord overcame, and Haman died here because of his wickedness. And I got to thinking how the old devil, boy, he wants nothing no better than to destroy the church. But I promise you, church is losing. I promise you, God's the winner in this. And I got to thinking over there in this 9th chapter there in Esther. And like I say, just may read just a little bit here, and if nothing else, we'll testify a little bit. It says, now in the first verse, now in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put into execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. And I thought about that a little bit right there. You know, there's one that's wanting to have his rule, and he's wanting to carry out an execution on God's people. And he's coming down to a time, and he thinks he's going to carry that out. But I like what that said right there. It said, and I'm going to read it again there. It said, and his decree drew near to be put in execution in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them. And I want to go over here and read just a little, maybe about the 22nd verse of this chapter. And it said, and as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, and they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And I thought about that, you know, when they got word that old Haman was wanting to kill them, they were so sorrowful, and how they got down to where they was a weeping and a mourning, and they was a crying out unto God. And that day, and it was supposed to be a day of sorrow to them. It was going to be a day of death. But I got to thinking about that, Lord, how God got to bless my soul. And there's a day in my life when I had fear of death, and I saw a day coming towards me that I wasn't going to get away from, and I couldn't do nothing but what I got on my knees. And I got to cry out to godly peace. Oh, Lord, how that day of sorrow turned into a day of joy in my life. And I'm thankful today. Hey, the old devil may think he's a ruling. He may think he's a reigning church. But I'm thankful today. I got hope in a living God. So thankful I'm delivered. Hey, I'm delivered from death out of the grave. These people here,
was it coming up on a day they thought they couldn't get away from? I thought, as I got to thinking on these things, let's pray just a minute. Over here in the book of Hebrews, he said there in the second chapter, about the third verse, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? I'm thankful that I heard Him one day. I'm thankful, Bobby Griffin, without the blood of Jesus Christ, I'd never escaped hell. I'd never escaped the destruction that was heading my way. I don't know about you, but I remember how scared I used to be. The devil got real with me one day. He got real with them Jews over there on Esther's day. He got real with them. They saw it coming. They knew old Haman meant business. They knew he was coming for them. Now, like on over in that second chapter of Hebrews, he said there in the ninth verse, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. You see what he done, church? What I should have faced, he tasted it for me. He carried my sins. He went to Calvary's cross and died for me. He tasted the cup that I should have drank. That gets me excited. I can't help it. I'm escaped. And because I didn't neglect that great salvation. There's people that's in prison today, and duly so. There's murderers in there. There's rapists. There's people that's done unthinkable things. They feel me, they're nasty. And they deserve to be locked away. And you know what they're doing the whole time they're in there? They're trying to plot away on how to get out. Why? Because they ain't happy where they're at. They're bound down in a place they can't go nowhere. And all they can do is think about their suffering because of the sin they committed. Hey, don't you know? Nelson Gillespie, if they had an opportunity and a place they could find a gap in the fence, they'd run for all they were. Trying to get away from what had them held. But my God, they're running. They'd constantly be looking over their shoulder. Because they know it's still going to catch up with them somewhere. And they're going to have to pay for what they've done. The Lord did twice as sweet to me. I had one come up and said, you can go free. I had one. Hey, but I was bound down by death. Hey, and rightly so. I deserve to die. I deserve hell. And come by the prison where I was. And offer me freedom and a way of escape. I've escaped. Yeah. through the blood of Jesus Christ. These people say as Christians, they can't get saved, they can do what they want.
And they'll say, who wouldn't want that?
I'm going to tell you, when I got saved, I didn't want to do anything I wanted. I want to do what He wants me to. He gave me a pardon. And He let me go free. I want to do everything I can to make Him happy. We sing that little old sweet song, Jesus Loves Me. And half the time,
it ain't being mean, I don't think we truly grasp what's coming out of our mouth.
It ain't just Jesus loves me, oh, He just sugars me up and picks me all over. It's Jesus loves me, Nelson. He got His face spit on me. It's Jesus loves me. He got His beard plucked out. It's Jesus loves me. They strapped Him with a cat of nine tails. They jerked the meat off His bones. Hey, it's Jesus loves me. He carried my sins. He carried your sins. He that knew no sin became sin. So that something like me could go free. So that I can escape something that I deserve. And have salvation. Ain't that good, Amanda? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I want to wake up and shout and go to bed and shout. I ain't got no hell. How good is that? It don't get no better. I told y'all I just had to testify a little. Praise His holy name.
Over in Esther's day, has a rejoicing on the day that there was should have been a mourning.
Already come up to the grave, and I should have been scared to death to die because hell was going to get a hold of me. But I can rejoice and know that when I close my eyes, the Bible said, as we read the other week, them reapers, Jesus, that's the angels. Oh, to them tires, when it come through, that was a fearful day. Oh, when they got cut down, that was a fearful day. Because therefore, there's no more hope for them. They was going to face the wrath of God. Oh, but for the wheat, it got cut and put in the barn, didn't it? Praise God. Hey, I thank God I'm a wheat. I think about them angels. What came and carried old Lazarus, that old beggar, into Abraham's bosom? The angels came.
But when the rich man's day of reaping
come along, Bob said to hell, he lifted his eyes in torments. I'm thankful when I leave this life, I've got a better place to go. He's not very sorrowful for it in this world. Praise God when He lets me rejoice, I'm going to rejoice. Can you rejoice tonight that your name's wrote in the Lamb's book of life? You know, He said, hell enlarged itself. You know where we ain't welcome and where we ain't supposed to go? Hell.
No.
You ever thought about that? There's a place reserved for your name
in heaven.
And it can be blotted out. And you know what? Space will have to be made in hell for you, because you can take your place in heaven. I believe, Mike, that ark that Noah made over there, I believe there's room for every man, woman, boy, and girl that's on earth in that day. There's only 8 women. That's a lot of empty space in there, wouldn't it?
I believe there's room in heaven for whosoever will.
But I will tell you this. There'll be room made in hell for whosoever won't. For them that don't want to escape, them that don't turn away, the wicked one, for them that's willing just to stay bound down in the prison and to neglect this great salvation, there's a place in hell awaiting on them. Am I boasting in that? Am I bragging in that? No, sir. I'm begging. Hey, if you're lost and don't know Jesus, come to know the great Savior I've got. I know my name is there. One of these days, sir, big boss, I'm going to catch up to my name. There'll come a day when the last vapor leaves this old vessel. And he'll call me. He'll utter and speak my name. And I'll come out of here. And I'll stand before him. And I won't stand there in my own nakedness, but I'll stand there clothed in the precious blood of his darling son from head to toe. My sin washed away. And from the precious blood of the Lamb. I won't stand there in my own righteousness. Because why? Because they're as filthy rags. But I'll stand in the pure blood of the Lamb. I'm glad I've got a testimony that I'm in need. I'm thankful my sins has been washed in Calvary's blood. I'm not going to hell, Barbara.
For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to the bondage.
I'm glad he came and took care of what I couldn't. He delivered me from the bonds of hell. That'd be good, church.
Saying we got to preach against the things of this world, preach against a lot of this. I'm going to tell you what.
You want to feel good when we talk about how good our salvation is. I can't say it enough. I'm glad I'm saved.
And why? Because of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
No other name among men whereby he must be saved. Never a man spake like this man. He's a good shepherd.
Over in Romans. And if Christ be in you, The body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. I'm thankful I'm alive, church.
I told you last night, I thought about before the memorial service about mourning, about grief, and about weeping, about wailing, about trouble because of loss. I'm thankful I've got something that's alive in my life, and I can't never lose it. Why? Because life dwells in me. My soul's born again. This outward man's passion. My inward man is renewed day by day. I might look like a big old idiot to the world, and I don't care. Don't bother me a bit. I care about what Jesus thinks about me tonight. God help me to praise Him. If I fall up dead, just praise God tonight. I went on home. At least me and never lace after my video praising His name, giving Him glory, for He's worthy. He's made His enemies His footstool. That's the reason that you sing it. He conquered everything that you've got to worry about. And through Him, we're more than conquerors. Praise His name, church. Carried over there when they was feasting and having joy on a day when it's supposed to have been sorrow. You think they care if anybody laughs? I don't think they care if anybody makes fun.
It's
delivered. It's delivered,
my friend. That was the main thing. Nothing else mattered.
It don't matter to me
what anybody else thinks.
It matters what the one that hung on Calvary's cross thinks. He went to Amanda. He went to Melba. Jennifer Lee. He went to Destin. Not caring what anybody thought when they looked on him. He was beaten, bloodied, body that was unrecognizable as a man. Naked before this world. And the whole time, he thought about me. The whole time, Jay, they spit in his face. The whole time, they smote him and said, if you believe God, prophesy and tell us who done that. The whole time, he thought about me. God, help me with the remainder of my days. I think about Him. God, help me not to worry how I look in front of nobody else. If they spit in my face, if they pluck out my beard, hey, no matter what they do, let me think about Him. Looking unto Jesus to offer the picture of our faith.
That's what Kenneth preached to us one night of the revival.
Looking unto Jesus. Y'all help me keep looking unto Him. God's good to me. God's good to you.
All I've done is believed, and He gave it to me.
And then it dwelled down in me, and I can't be separated from it.
I'm persuaded of that.
That's what God laid on my heart tonight.
I'm glad I've escaped a few things. I'm glad I've escaped hell. Have you? It's going to get real to you. One of these days, if you die in your sins, and you don't ask God to save you, hell's going to get real to you. And when it gets real, you'll stay there for all eternity too. There's no coming out of that place. There's no coming out of the torments. We got people dying and stepping off into it every day. I'm glad somebody opened the prison doors for me. Said, here's your way out. Just come through the door. He is the door, church. That's the only way out of prison. You got to go through the door, which is Jesus. That's what the Lord laid on my heart.